present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
This was the worst week since 2008. Let's consider this Monday. You know, I'm just going to call it Bloody Monday. Mondays have just been tough. And this past week, Monday, the S&P 500 was down 12% in a day. I mean, imagine that. 12% in a day. Tuesday, we were up 6. Wednesday, down 5. Thursday, up a half. And Friday, down 4.3. And you may be wondering, what's going on? Why is this so extreme? Because that's what it is. It's extreme. And here's the numbers for the week. The Dow off 17.3 for the week. S&P off 14.98. And NASDAQ off 12.64 for the week. And here's what happened. The last 8 trading days, the market had an average move of, get this, 7.4%. I mean, think about that. 7.4% is typically what you may see in a whole year. And we saw this average daily. So if last week was a lot for you looking at the markets, then you're not alone. And you have every right to feel that way. What happened Friday? Because yesterday was interesting, right? We had a down, then an up, and then a sort of a down. And everyone was wondering what was going on. And of course, oil didn't happen, and that's Russia again. Everyone's kind of coming at us right now, folks. They just are. So what happened yesterday, Friday, was what's called the quadruple witching. What do I mean by that? Well, you have quarterly expirations of stock and index futures and options, meaning they're expiring. So that comes due and you have to deal with that towards the close. So that happened. Then you've got what's called offsets or close or rollouts of new positions. This has a lot to do with mutual funds. Now, let me explain this. This is what happened with the bond market this week. A lot of questions this week about the bonds, because bonds were a haven for a while. You could move to them. There was no problem. And then this week, things changed. Why? Bonds bid to the market. That's one reason. And bonds are a very small market when you think about a municipality like San Francisco, who issues bonds for, say, their water department. That's one series of bonds. That's it. So if people want to trade those bonds and there's not a buyer to buy those bonds, then you've got a problem. And there's people right now who have, and I'm talking about the very large investors out there, who are picking up the deals of the century because they're just waiting till people are just, bleeding, and then they're buying. That's what they do. So first message today, don't be one of those people selling at this point, okay? if you don't have to. Next, at the end of the quarter, typically as well for mutual funds, they have to do what's called a mark-to-market when it comes to their portfolio. So their portfolio mandate may say they have to have, say, 5% of this particular quality of bond. If there were a lot of redemptions occurring during the week, which there were, then they've got to go out and either rebalance that portfolio or buy bonds, and you can see what's happening. All of a sudden, now there's a dysfunction in pricing. Now, the Fed came to the rescue yesterday in a big way. I'm going to talk about this because this was huge, huge. And this is why this is so different than 2008. But I have a little bit of good news, too. Next week, this quadruple rich witching thing actually helps you, because next week, typically, on average, again, we don't know what the future says, but on average, volatility goes way down in terms of the volume, because the volume is what's driving a lot of this. So you're going to see volatility, hopefully next week, a little bit lower. Less volume, that should help overall. But again, from a psychological health standpoint, remember, we're just getting into this right now. And that's why we have to follow what they're telling us to do. We have to stay indoors. You have to do this for the next few weeks. Hang in there. Okay? That's different than the other side of things. But you can help. You can do your part. So what else has been happening? Well, I got to say, the economy, the Fed, I mean, this is historic. You've got the government doing some massive things right now, and it's going to help. I understand everyone saying, well, it doesn't help because we've got to get some cure for the virus. Did you see what France did? France came up with some kind of a cocktail that kills this thing. I mean, it's crazy. So go read these things. I'm not saying you follow them. I'm just saying it's out there. But in any event, we're going to get this thing. There's no question about it. But what is the Fed doing right now? The Fed... Yesterday, Friday, in one day did incredible things. And the government right now is acting quickly versus what they did in 2008, which took 9 months. It's a big difference. The Fed yesterday said, and they did, they bought an additional $15 billion on top of the $32 billion they were going to already buy in securities. They bought things like mortgage-backed securities. They also pledged to buy $100 billion next week. $1 trillion of repo for the rest of the month. And they agreed to finance short-term muni bonds. I mean, think about that. What, again, why did they do this? Because you've got a market that was trying to trade and no one was buying. Well, they're stepping in and buying things that they feel are strong and good quality and will come back. Interesting. They also coordinated with all other global central banks. First time we've kind of seen that too. So get this. Friday, they bought $122 billion of securities just yesterday. And for the week, they bought $322 billion in securities. This is now the largest amount the Fed has ever bought in 1 week. You know what the next one was? You got it. March of 2009. Remember that was the turning point? And what did they put in? $162 billion. So they did $322 billion, way more last week than we just saw back in the crisis. So why are they doing this? Why is also the government on the other side? We're talking Democrats and Republicans. They're taking unprecedented moves right now to support American business. They are giving small business loans to people. And they're doing this with some sort of a forgivable feature if you keep your employees hired. And they're also having $500 billion in two tranches, apparently. Everybody's going to get $1,000. And if you have a child, you're going to get $500. So for a family of four, that's $3,000. And then they're supposed to do it again, apparently. So I want to be very clear this morning. This is a virus. It is not a financial crisis. And that is a huge difference. Why? Because a virus can be cured, a virus we can come out of. And we know in a relatively short period of time compared to a financial crisis, which can last years. They're very different. So realize you've got some very powerful forces right now in the government trying to support this thing, which is it's historic. It's historic. This is historic. And they're doing things right now. I heard this said all this week too, and a lot of clients were saying, well, the Fed's used everything they possibly can. No, they haven't. Look what they did this week. So they learned a lot from 08, 09, and they're doing it now, and they're doing it quick. And that's the difference. So these are all very, very good things. And remember, your tax filing deadline has now been pushed to July 15th. So don't worry about your taxes right now, okay? Get that out of your mind. That's at least something nice to not worry about. And if you have student loans out there, they suspended that too. So apparently you don't have to pay those back for a little while. You're going to pay them back some point, but don't worry about that right now. It's not something you need to worry about. What I found incredible this week is how people are working from home. Our own company here, we were ready to go. We went home. Business is normal. People called in. We were able to talk with them, look at their accounts, help them on the internet. And I want to say that that's incredible. Because we all can still do our jobs from home, which is amazing. And especially in the financial market, didn't slow us down one bit. They were announcing historical things like, you know, they're going to close the trading floor on the New York Stock Exchange. That hasn't happened ever. World War II, yes. 9/11, yes. But other than that, no. Well, they're doing it now. Starts on the 23rd. But electronic trading still exists, and it will continue, and it's actually better. So that's what's going to continue, and that's what's going to happen, and it worked last week. So all I can tell you right now is that these things are going to work, and we're going to get out of this, and things are going to be better, but you have to keep your wits about you. Next week, we're going to see some interesting things coming out on Tuesday about manufacturing. I'm sure things are going to slow down. I said this last week. We are in the beginning of a technical slowdown. You can use the word recession if you want. Technically, that means two quarters of negative. Will we see that? Some say yes, some say no. I don't think anybody really knows. It doesn't really matter. The bottom line is we're going to get out of this because it's not going to be a big recession like we had in 08. And that's my opinion, but that's what I think. Coming back, when we come back, I'm going to share with you some ideas and some statistics, which I think will help you as you consider what we're going through right now. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I will be back.
A Kojo Media Experience.